Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Hey girl, I am so excited for today's episode because we are talking about a juicy topic that I know you are going to resonate with. It's this concept of if you're truly happy and fulfilled, or if you're comfy and just shoving down this rumble, this gut feeling that's telling you you want more in some aspect of your life. And if you listen to the episode with my fiance, Sina, that was released on Monday, June 29th, then you know we are about to move from San Diego to Austin, Texas at the end of July. And it's so crazy because we love San Diego, but we're also super excited about this transition to move to Austin and put down some roots and move into a different season of our life. And in that episode released on Monday, we talked about different seasons and stages. We've lived in Seattle, we lived in New York City. Now, obviously, we're in San Diego and about to move to Austin. And I'll link that episode in the show notes if you didn't check it out yet and want to. But what I wanted to do in today's episode is to actually hone in on one specific element of that transition that I think is really powerful, that deserved its own episode. And it's this concept of giving up good, or honestly, really good, to honor that gut feeling in your stomach, that rumble that's telling you you want more, for you to go for really freaking great in your life. So I want to tee this up and give a little bit of context. So I'm actually not someone that has had a lot of personal experience with that overwhelming feeling of having your like back against the wall in order to make something work, right? Like I've never really had that in order for me to make a change. I've never had a doctor say like, Keish, you have to change this about your diet or your weight or anything because your health is at risk. I've never had a doctor say that. And while Sina and I have been together for 11 and a half years and had lots of ups and downs, I've never been in like an ultimate situation. He's never said to me like, fix this or our relationship is going down the tank, right? And just being fully transparent, I have had some borderline sketchy, kind of risky amounts of money in my account, in my checking account with bills coming up, but I have never been in a situation where I've got a tremendous amount of crippling debt. And before you turn off the podcast and you're like, oh, great, you've lived a privileged life and like, ooh, good for you. That's not what I mean. I want to acknowledge that I also talk to hundreds of women a day, right? And I've noticed this pattern that sometimes we wait until our back is against the wall in order to make a change. And while, yes, that is a way to make a change, I want to talk to you if you aren't in that season right now, because you might connect with a battle that I've had to navigate, which is this battle of like, everything is actually pretty good. I'm an optimistic, glass half full person. So how do I acknowledge that things are good for me and they're worse off for other people? And as an empath, I feel that, but I also know that I need to leave my comfort zone and push for great, right? Because like I said, I know that back against the wall type situations are really tough to navigate. So if you're in one of those right now, my heart goes out to you. I want to just like jump through your phone and like hug you and tell you that it's going to be okay. But I also want to acknowledge that there's a unique difficulty to managing the seasons where everything is actually pretty good and you're comfy, right? But in your gut, you're feeling this rumble that something is off. So maybe for you, it's like your health is pretty good, but you feel a little bit of a rumble that you want to just get more intentional, right? And like your career is not that bad, but you kind of want something else and you're feeling a little rumble. And maybe your friend group is like pretty good, but you know you would love to have some people around you that are forcing you to level up. And your financial situation is not that bad, but you're starting to throw in the towel on some of the ideas for the future of things that could happen in your life because it's not great, right? Or maybe you have a pretty good relationship with, you know, your significant other. And you're like, you know, this is just what it's like when you've been together for a long time. But in your gut, you've got a rumble that you want an exceptional marriage. And what's so interesting is we don't often have a lot of examples of people who are great in multiple aspects of their life. Few people do that and take massive action to give up good and go for great because it's so easy to settle for good, right? Like if you are the type of person right now that's saying to yourself, you know, everything's fine. It's good. I'm comfy. Like I shouldn't complain. There are people that are worse off than me. Or you're saying, I should just be grateful for what I have. Like, you know, I mean, I do have a really good life, but deep down in your gut, you know, you want more. That rumble in your belly right now might soon turn into a freaking roar. So how can we get proactive to prepare for that? Well, full transparency, because duh, that's the only way I know how to podcast, right, is full transparency. Part of our reason that we're moving from San Diego to Austin, Texas is proactive because right now both Sina and I have this rumble in our guts that's not quite yet a roar, but it will become that. Like we both know that eventually we want to be living in an entrepreneurial city where we could, you know, build a headquarters for She Goes one day, but also be in close proximity to a house on the water that we could buy with a boat that has a lot of space, right? And we want to put down some roots soon, not right now, but pretty soon in the next couple of years to like make some tiny little humans, which is so crazy and so weird to think about. And for if you're a mom and all of the moms that listen to this, just be ready for how weird I'm going to be when I'm pregnant on this podcast. I can't even imagine. But anyway, for us, what that vision looks like and is going to feel like, we know it doesn't make sense for us to stay in San Diego. So that rumble in our guts is pushing us to make a change right now before it actually becomes a roar. And that's why we're moving to Austin, right? So that being said, I want to actually share something that I think could be helpful for you if you're in a season in your life right now where in one particular area, you are feeling that rumble and you used to feel comfy, but it's starting to not feel as comfy anymore, right? So my idea is essentially, why not, instead of trying to wish away or like smush down that rumble, you decide that you have that rumble, that gut feeling for a reason, and you're going to pick one thing that you're going to start with, one aspect of your life that you're going to actually take some quick action on and do something about. Because as humans, we love progress and we need to get that momentum going. And maybe you figuring out how to lean into this feeling instead of trying to wish it away and choose to get a little bit more curious about it is going to lead you down the path towards tremendous fulfillment in your life. And the life that you have now is not going to be good enough for the life that you really, truly want, the juicy, abundant life that you have coming if you just take that first step. Right? And in the episode on Monday where we talked about our transitions, Sina mentioned that he admires my curiosity to try things on for size. And I think the reason that I'm so curious to try new things and I'm not really scared to actually start things stems from this idea that I believe as humans, we've got this gut feeling and this uncomfortable rumble sometimes that we often want to wish away because we want to feel comfy. It just seems like it'll be easier to feel comfy. But that rumble is actually an opportunity in disguise. It's like a signal in your body that was gifted to you from the universe or God or Buddha or whatever you believe in, because it's supposed to be a compass to lead you in the right direction. And we've got to get a little bit uncomfortable in order to take that first step. So I don't want you to have to wait until your back is against the wall, but I want you to actually do something to feel like you're making progress, because that's going to be required to get that momentum and start. So instead of choosing to get overwhelmed with wanting to do all of the things at one time, like find the career, your passion, start your health journey, build your business, find your forever person, have the greatest marriage ever, and move to your dream city and make those tiny little humans and change the whole damn world today, let's just pick one thing. Because one thing is manageable and is not going to make you want to like pull your hair out of your head and poke your eyeball with a fork because you get freaking overwhelmed and then you never actually do anything, right? So what if you just picked one thing that you want to focus on first that you feel if you're a little bit quiet for a second and you listen to your own intuition, you feel that rumble for wanting more in one particular area of your life. Pick one and do something about it quickly. Action brings clarity. And as humans, we love progress. So we've got to tee ourselves up for that fulfillment that comes from actually doing something small and taking a step in the right direction to get us going. And maybe for you, that uncomfortable rumble of, you know, it's good, but I want more is in regard to your career. Or maybe it's to your relationship with your significant other or some family members. Or maybe that rumbles for your health or for you wanting to start a business or elevate a business. Or maybe it's for you as a human freaking being, which is so important. Your confidence, your growth, your environment, your friend circle. And you acknowledge, okay, it's good. And you feel okay about it, but you want great. And that's a gift. That ambition is a gift. So what can you do in the next 24 hours to take a step on the path that will lead you from your version of good in that area to your version of great? If it's in your career, can you schedule a meeting with your boss about your career trajectory or make an actual game plan for your promotion? Right? If it's wanting to be entrepreneurial or you're a creative, can you reach out to someone to talk about your business idea? Right? Can you figure out how to launch that podcast or that blog or that Etsy shop that's been on your heart? If it's health related, can you commit to a fitness program and do the damn thing, right? Sign up for that half marathon or ask someone to be your accountability buddy so you can get 10,000 steps in and chug all the water, right? Whatever it is, what can you do? Could you have a tough conversation with your significant other if it's about your relationship that you've got a rumble in your gut that you want great in? Or if it's necessary, which honestly, I think everyone should go to a counselor and see a therapist, but maybe it's necessary to commit to seeing a marriage counselor or just creating non-negotiable weekly date nights so you can unplug and be present. What's it going to be? Do you need to up-level your community and your environment? Because you are often a direct reflection of the expectations of your peer group. So maybe you've got to get an up-leveled community around you. Commit to getting more self-aware of what you actually need and who you actually want to be. To focus on your growth and your confidence and your fulfillment. Well, girl, you got to make a plan of what you can do in the next 24 hours to call your freaking shot. And real talk, this is a really good time to tell you that if it is your goal to focus on your growth right now, your confidence or your self-awareness or your mindset, and you want more tools, you want more access to me helping you, plus a community of women from all across the globe that get it, I have to loop you in on the collective because you have an opportunity to join the collective today, right now. And this could be something that is so freaking beneficial for you. Maybe even the secret sauce of what you've been looking for to actually up level in your life rather than just giving that idea lip service. If you're not familiar with the collective, I'll give you a little rundown. It is my global personal development membership community. And at the time that I'm recording this, we have just over 1,200 women from all across the globe, completely different backgrounds, personalities, different career trajectories. Some of them are entrepreneurs. Some of them aren't. Some of them are podcasters or bloggers or they're marathon runners or moms, like all sorts of different interests. But the common interest that they all share is that they're obsessed with personal growth, like you and I. Right? And as a member of the collective, you get access to a Netflix style portal of personal development videos that are created by me. If you like this podcast, think about it like even juicier content in short, condensed, high energy, action packed videos that you can watch whenever you want because it's like Netflix style, right? And there's different topic themes for each month. Things like self-awareness and generating happiness and energy and fear and embracing change and navigating uncertainty, right? Personal development topics that you love. You also have access to two guest speakers that I bring into the collective to do exclusive video calls. They're experts in their field. For example, in June, we had an Enneagram expert and a powerhouse personal development speaker, Trent Shelton. And this month, we've got some juicy guests too. And we've got opportunities to connect in the community with women all across the globe that get it, right? In our Facebook community, we do virtual personal growth happy hours. And there are several opportunities every single month for you and I to actually connect and legit have coffee together over Zoom, right? Basically, it's the most epic personal growth community ever. And if you love the podcast, you should be a part of it, especially if your personal growth is giving you that rumble that you want more in your life. Give yourself more resources and a community around you, that environment that's going to help you get where you want to go. And at the time that this episode is released, today, it is July 2nd, and the collective registration is currently open, but it is only open for 5 more days. We've got a specific amount of time that it's open every single month. After that, on June or July 7th, it is closed and you cannot join in July at all. And I will tell you, in the month of June, I got so many DMs of people that were bummed that they missed out and they had to wait. And friends, just don't let friends have FOMO. So this is me saying, pause the podcast. Like, grab your spot before we close and you have FOMO. You can go to KeishaFitzgerald.com/the collective. You can check the show notes for the link, or you can just literally pause the podcast, DM me on Instagram, be like, Keish, I want more information, and I'll loop you in and we'll chat about it. But truly why I love the collective is because you and I get to connect more than I can do on this podcast. I can visualize us having coffee and chatting, but currently I'm by myself in my office with my dog Lizzie asleep on my foot in downtown San Diego, and I have no idea where you are. You might be in the shower, right? But this is a way for us to get to connect more and also to get you connected with a community of women that get it. I want you to be more fulfilled in your life and to increase your happiness. But also, when you're committed to your own personal growth, you get to show other people what's possible. Think about it. It's so difficult to be what you can't see. So I just want to salute you for listening to the podcast. And if you join the collective, awesome. I love it. But I'm proud of you for being on a personal growth journey, listening to this podcast in the first place, because someone out there, maybe your neighbor down the street, your cousin, your sister, your kids, right? Your significant other or some random friend on Instagram, some girl you were friends with in like third grade. She needs to see your example. She needs to see that your life is a testimony of what it looks like to take good and comfy the life that maybe you have right now and choose to intentionally make it really freaking great. A lot of people right now are stuck by choice, because it's a choice, in good. And while it's just a rumble right now, I don't want them to have total freakouts when it turns into a roar. You know what I mean? And your example can show them that that's possible. So cheers to you. And girl, remember, at the end of the day, direction is so much more important than speed. You do not get a prize for getting somewhere faster. Let's enjoy the process more than what the process can produce. And let's make some moves together. Forever. I'm here. I'm with you. We've got this. And I will talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.